The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Second and goal, pass, caught, touchdown, Chicago.
Chicago to add to their lead here with a touchdown, and they get the ball to start the second half. Pass is caught for the touchdown, Robinson.
They can put the dagger in the Cowboys here early in this third quarter.
Here's a quick throw to Miller. Good throw.
Touchdown. What a drive and what a throw there by Trubisky. He keeps again. One-on-one. Tackle missed. Touchdown, Trubisky. What a night for number 10.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and there was some sports last night, and there's a lot of sports going on here in Beaumont. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Yeah. Fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Lite. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, future golf pro. Nick Sciarra out here with us in Beaumont, and of course back in studio, Aaron Rabel keeping us on air. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. That's your way to text the show. We don't take calls when we're on the road. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at the producer Nick, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. If you want to get on Facebook and send a message, if Aaron likes it, he'll read it. There's a also the text line, you know the number for that. And, of course, you cannot watch us on Twitch because we're out here at 5 Under in Beaumont. And I have to say, this place is awesome.
This place is badass. I mean, let's just keep it real. This place is badass. This is a really, really cool setup. Oddly enough, do you remember we came out here before?
Yeah.
Before it was fancy?
When it was just a driving range.
Just a driving range.
A long time ago.
And I guess it, what was the place called back then? Games People Play.
Games People Play, yeah.
And
well, that was about 6 years ago, maybe?
I think more than that. I think we were doing middays.
You may be right, yeah.
So, I mean, it was a long time ago. And it is, they've got booze now. So,
yeah,
upgrade.
That's a plus.
B, it's all air conditioned.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't beat that. It is just it's a really cool setup. You can tell that they really put an investment into this thing. And it's going to be even cooler. I mean, eventually they're going to have the outside, the Topgolf setup for outside. But they've got these indoor bays now that are they're a blast, man. I had a great time doing that. You can do golf. You can do baseball. You can throw a football, soccer, hockey, whatever you want to do. It's a really cool setup. And I haven't had any of the food. But it all looks pretty damn good. Nick said it was good, and yeah, I'm kind of jealous. We don't have a spot like this in Houston.
Yeah, no kidding. But it's not really that far to drive, and if you're in Houston, you want to do something really cool, I'd get over there. But and you know what? It's a short drive from Village Mills. So as soon as we get set up, I will be here a lot. It's the kind of place I actually think the wife would like, because you know she likes playing games like that, and there's. We did 9 holes of golf. Well, I don't know if we can call it 9 holes of golf. We did 9 holes of
simulated golf,
hacking around,
yes,
on simulated golf, and it was fun. It was frustrating, which makes it like real golf.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So, well, how about that game last night?
Well, you tried to warn me. And I knew what was going to happen. I was going to. I was going to bet the Cowboys last night, which I did, and I was going to spend the entire night shaking my head and kicking myself for betting the Cowboys. And I'll be honest, the first quarter, I was like, oh, yeah, riding on these hoes. The Cowboys have like a – it seemed like a forever drive. I don't even know how long. It was like 8.5 minutes or something stupid like that. Touchdown drive. Oh, man. They're just owning the ball, owning the Bears. Then the Bears start to drive down. What happens? They throw a pick. Uh-oh. This Cowboys ticket feeling good. That was the last moment of feel good for a Cowboys minus three ticket for the rest of the night.
You got to give RJ credit for that Cowboys under 7.5 in the first quarter.
He luck boxed that. Let RJ have his little luck box, because if the Bears don't throw that interception that was like literally had to be reviewed to be called an interception, they kick a field goal and then he loses that.
Do they kick a field goal?
Well, they
do
try. They attempt a field goal.
Yeah, let's not count those 3 points anymore.
It's funny that RJ brought that up, and then the first time in 14 games the Cowboys score an opening quarter touchdown was last night. So, like I said, I was feeling really good, and then the Cowboys just did nothing. And I'll be honest, they should probably be embarrassed about that showing last night. And it pisses me off that the final score isn't an embarrassing final score, because that
was an embarrassing game.
That should have been a 3-touchdown game, and it ends up being a 7-point game, which Garrett cowardly kicks that field goal when – it's the closest they've been to the end zone all night. And he's like, oh, I'll take the 3 and then try to get the ball back, just because he didn't want to not get the 7. I know you got to get both. What are the odds you're going to get closer than that to go for the for the touchdown?
Yeah.
Because if you
theoretically, you don't have to be as close to get the field goal. That's the thing.
Right. Yeah, especially if you get an onside kick. Yeah. Now it's one pass kick. But either way, the Cowboys are in a weird spot now, because – it's obvious Jason Garrett isn't going to be the coach after this season. They can't really fire him now, because who are you going to give the job to? Richard or Marinelli?
Whose defense was awful last night.
Mitch Trubisky made Mitch Trubisky look like Lamar Jackson last night. You cannot be that bad on defense. So I don't know what the Cowboys do. I know that Jerry Jones is pissed off today, as he should be. Jason Garrett had the audacity to come out and say, I thought we looked pretty good at times. What?
Yeah.
Like on that one drive?
Like for the first 8 minutes of the
game?
Yeah. Shame.
That was a – I don't know. And the worst part of it all is the Cowboys are still in first place.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the really crazy thing about that is the Cowboys are still in first place.
They're going to get a home playoff game.
Probably.
Against a really good team, and maybe they upset somebody.
Yeah.
But the way they're playing right now, and this is why I was on the other side of it, is especially on the road, they just don't look like the same team. And, you know, Chicago's not good, but you look at both of them, neither one of them's any good.
No.
And so I was getting points at home with two equally bad teams. Pretty simple.
Well, you were on the right side. I certainly was not.
But – you know, I mean, I like the theory behind it, but it's one of those anomalies. It's like, yeah, you're averaging all these points per play. You can't win football games.
Yeah.
I mean, yards per play. It doesn't matter. And I can't put my finger on what's wrong with this team. I really can't. Because I look at them, they shouldn't be getting blown out by the Bears. And, you know, again, you can let's not get fooled into thinking that game got close.
Yeah.
But they just, I mean, I don't know if it's all Garrett. I don't know if it's, you know, and what happened to Kellen Moore's offense that everybody was bragging about so early in the season? You know, it's just, I don't know what's wrong with this team.
Well, I can't put a finger on it. Hey, but you could tell, I will say this, they quit last night.
They did.
And it went from being just an ass-kicking to an embarrassment. And I don't know. I get that because you're still in the playoff race, it's difficult to pull the trigger. But Jason Garrett's lost that team. So
you can tell.
Is making the playoffs and getting your head kicked in by Seattle, is that the goal? I mean, if that's really the goal, then cool, ride out this Jason Garrett train. But if the goal is to actually get your football team better, just fire him now. Start the head coaching search. Start throwing lures in the water and see who's going to bite, because you're not going to get better with Jason Garrett. He is what he is. We've seen it for years and years. He's just not good.
Well, and we talk about this a lot when a guy loses a team, which I think he has. Yeah, sometimes just a different voice. And you know, they may screw up and not win this division if they keep playing like they're playing.
Well, they can lose the Rams game, and as long as they beat the Eagles and the Redskins, they still win the division.
But I'm not convinced.
It's not a given.
I'm not convinced that they can do that.
Nope.
So, yeah, and the Eagles game is going to be the key one because.
But like I said, Fred, if they win the division, do you feel like they? What are they going to do? Be a touchdown home dog? Okay. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know. I just think it's time to cut the cord and start the healing process. You know, at some point you just pull the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, but, I mean, I understand why he's not doing it now, because you still are going probably to win the division. So, yeah, to me, right now, I think a change in voice would be a good thing, because at least if you win the division, you might be able to win a playoff game if you can get some of this stuff turned around, because they've got the talent. They really do. They could beat Seattle at home.
Yeah.
But not the way they're playing, not the way they're being coached. And you could tell a lot of these guys have given up, and that's a bad sign. And with that, you almost have to fire the guy just to kind of send a message that, hey, we still got some goals here, and we need to get on them. But, you know, that was a bad showing last night. There's no way. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. So he said, well, they did beat Seattle at home in last year's playoffs. They were a better team last year.
They were better. Yeah,
they were significantly better. So, you know, I don't know what you can really hang your hat on here with them right now. If you're a fan, there's not much that you can look at and say, oh, yeah, this team's going to be able to do this in the playoffs. A couple of things I want to mention. Thanks to Miller Lite Coors Light for having us out here in Beaumont again, our buddy Chip. I really want to thank the folks here at 500. This place is terrific, and the staff's been great.
Oh, yeah.
And just if you get a chance, come on out here. They've got UFC 245 next Saturday, no cover. They have
date
night Thursdays where you can get 2 hours of gameplay with an appetizer for $75. It's a hell of a deal.
Yeah, it is a good deal.
And happy hour with a $3 menu. So a lot of opportunities for you to come out here and check this place out. I highly recommend it. We had a blast. I mean, yeah, I suck at golf, but it was fun. All right. What I don't suck at is shaving, and that's because of Harry's. And if you're looking for the perfect gift for the man in your life, you want to get something that's thoughtful and practical, and it's going to look like you put a ton of thought into it, well, guess what? You don't have to. You just order at Harry's. And you can get $5 off any Harry's shave set by using code FAOUR at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so you need to act now. It's a practical gift. It comes in a ready-to-gift and a handsome holiday gift box, which is great because you don't have to wrap it or anything. And they're going to look at that box, and I got one, and I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. That's what they're going to think, is you put a lot of effort into it. As a special offer, we partner with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter Fowler at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle. You have an option to engrave, so you can put their name on it or their initials. 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, package in that handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Just use code FAOUR at harrys.com. That's FAOUR.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from 500 Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Lite. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at 500 Golf and other stuff. They have a lot of cool games over here. You're just getting in your car. You're in the Beaumont area. We're on College Street. Come on out. food looks great. I haven't had any yet, but it looks great. And everybody was raving about it. I know Nick had some of it, and he was happy.
Barry was he was screaming about the egg rolls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
May have to try that. So
I'm on my stupid diet, so I can't drink or really eat anything. It sucks.
Well, I can, so.
Yeah, well, live your best life, Fred.
That's the plan.
Eat one for me. Eat an egg roll for me.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to do. I'll probably order an egg roll. So can I do a shout-out to my daughter who just got accepted to her second college today?
Oh, hey. Shout-out, Katie girl.
Yeah, she's still deciding, but obviously today she got into University of Houston, which I'm happy about. Last week she got into Penn State.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a safe place for women to attend now.
Well, she's not a 12-year-old boy, so it's always safe.
That's good.
But
you're hoping she takes UH because you don't want her to pay out of state, right?
Well, yeah, because UH is already her tuition's already paid for because we did that thing when she was born.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So as long as she stays in state, and she's also applying to some other places in state too, but then her tuition's paid for. But if she decides she wants to go out of state, I'm not going to falter for that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's a boyfriend thing because her boyfriend's in New Jersey. And I think they're looking at going to the same schools.
A boyfriend in New Jersey?
It's a long story.
What the hell?
Well, you know, she's part of this big national organization that she's, like, one of the higher-ups in that goes all over the country. And I'm pretty sure that's how they met.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Out from the watchful eye of her parents.
Yeah, well, I told her as long as he's a good earner, that's all I really care about.
Well,
yeah. But, no, but so she got into UH today, so I'd be thrilled.
What's the age of consent in Pennsylvania?
Well, it doesn't matter. She's 18.
Oh, she's 18 now,
yeah,
huh? Okay.
Yeah, so,
what was it when she met her boyfriend in New Jersey?
I'm pretty sure it was 17.
Oh, okay. Because so. I was going to say, we'll lock his ass up.
Yeah, well, I don't know that it's gone that far, but if we're looking at the same college together.
Oh, it's definitely gone that far. She might be pregnant, honestly.
Oh, no. Stop it. Stop it. God, I wish you'd had a daughter.
Oh. Shout out God for no daughters. Appreciate that. You look good looking out.
I'm very proud of her. So we'll see what happens. She's applied to a lot of other places. But from what I understand, Penn State's not that easy to get into.
No, I wouldn't think so.
So, I wouldn't be my first choice. But if that's what she decides she wants to do.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, that would be cool. Just wait until yours get that age where you're waiting on college letters and stuff. And you probably are going to have one who's going to be on the scholarship watch for baseball.
Oddly enough, when I was the girl I was dating when I graduated high school and I went off to the Army, she was a smart, and she was going to go to Notre Dame. And because I got stationed in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, which was like an hour drive from Nashville, she went to Vanderbilt instead.
That's not a bad call.
And then we dated for about 3 more months, and then that was the end of it. And that's the moral of the story. Don't make life-changing decisions over 18-year-old crushes is probably the moral of the story.
Well, but it's not like Vanderbilt is a step down from Notre Dame.
No, it's not. But, I mean, she's a doctor now, so things turned out okay for her.
Yeah, kind of sounds like it.
She didn't get stuck with me, and she's a doctor. Things worked out her way.
That's a win-win.
But I'm the reason why she ended up at Vanderbilt, which, you know.
Well, then you can take credit for all of her success.
I should tell
her
that.
Because, you know, if she'd gone to Notre Dame, who knows what would have happened.
I should probably get a cut.
Yeah. Might have had issues with those priests. You know, there's all kinds of things that could have happened to her.
There's hunchbacks there, I hear.
Exactly. All right. Somebody asked, what is that thing that got your daughter's college tuition paid? I don't remember what it was called. I don't think the program exists anymore. But when both my kids were born, you could pay for their tuition right then and there as long as they stayed in state.
How much did you have to put down?
I don't remember, but it was
like $5,000 or something crazy?
Yeah, it was something low. It was ridiculous.
Nice.
It was under $10,000.
I would have liked
that. And I don't remember
option.
What the program was, but I don't know that it still exists.
The Texas what? Texas tomorrow? Oh, okay. Mm. It doesn't exist anymore?
Well, I don't know. If it does, it's worth checking out.
Well, I've got that same deal for my kids. It's called the U.S. military. 4 years, your college is paid for, son. Congratulations.
There you go. Go wherever you want.
Yeah.
But.
Because of baseball scholarships, that's like.
That's like. They're like
12% if you're badass. Like,
I think, they're like between. Like the really, really good guys might get a 25% scholarship. So. All right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. Yeah, a lot of people saying that's what it is. It's Texas tomorrow. So I knew the Blitzers would know what it is.
Well, good call, Fred. Good call throwing down on that.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was because it was 18 years ago. But
Texas yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't what you would be paying if we had to pay for it
for
now.
Real.
But, yeah, it doesn't take care of stuff like board and books
no, but
and all that.
I mean, still.
But the tuition's not cheap.
The expensive part's out of the way.
Yeah, so. All right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And, I think next segment we're going to go over all the college championship games.
Might take two segments.
It might. At 5 o'clock we'll do the NFL. At 6 o'clock we'll have RJ, Brad, and Steve. Or Fezzik. I think we just call him Fezzik. He's more known as Fezzik.
I think so.
Yeah. I don't think anybody knows who Steve is. They just know him as Fezzik. The only two-time winner of the Super Contest. Somebody said that he graduated from A&M in 2014 and half my friends did that fund. It made life easy.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know if it still exists, but that at the time it worked really well.
Well, can she get into a good school in Texas?
She could get it. Don't even start that. She's applied at several other places and
just hasn't heard back.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I think she'll get into some more. This is just, it's just kind of cool that she now has two of them that are pretty good options, no matter what happens.
Do you know what she wants to major in?
She likes, she goes between drama and broadcasting.
Okay.
And
so yeah. She'll end up at Texas if she's smart enough then, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see. I mean, I don't know that. I don't know that she'll get into Texas, but I know she applied.
Well, I mean, I hope she's clicking the box for Middle Eastern when she fills out her scholarships or her applications.
She's only a quarter. I don't think that counts.
It better count. Her last name's Fowler. It's got to be good for something.
No, not really.
I would honestly think being a Middle Eastern Jewish girl should automatically get you into school. Like, you would... That's like basically all the the boxes that they're looking to tick, right?
You would think, but I don't know that.
Just don't tick the white box. I tell my kids just tick other and pretend like you never saw. You didn't know what Caucasian was. Just tell them, if they say, "Why didn't you click Caucasian?" I didn't even know what that meant. I just assume other, like Native American. I was born in America. I'm a Native American, 100% Native American blood.
Stop it, Elizabeth Warren.
That's what I'm going to tell my kids. All right, guys. Really cool deal that Carbox doing, a field goal challenge. If you love beer and you love college football, you can enter the Carbox field goal challenge in the beer garden for a chance to win tickets to the biggest college football game of the year down in New Orleans. How about that? Here's how you do it. You show up, kick a field goal. If you make it, you're entered into a drawing to win the opportunity to kick a field goal during the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl at NRG Stadium on December 22nd. You make it at that game, you win. Four dates to kick the field goal at the Carbach Beer Garden. Thursdays, December 12th or December 19th from 6 to 9 p.m. or Saturday, December 14th or 21st from 2 to 6 p.m. You must be 21 years old to win, but it sounds like a really awesome opportunity to get to go to that big game down in New Orleans. Follow Carbuck on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter for more information on that contest and more information on what's going on at the brewery, at the restaurant, or with the concert series. And when you're out and about this weekend, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbuck.
I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's going to be forever, or it's going to go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, presented by Miller Lite and Coors Lite. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from 5 Under. And, man, if you're just getting in your car and looking for something to do and you're in the Beaumont area, come on out to this place. It's terrific. Want to thank Miller Lite and Coors Light for having us out there. And thanks to our buddy Chip for always taking care of us.
Always taking good care of us.
And
the best care.
He did beat us. He beat our ass at
He's the best. He's tremendous.
Golf. Yeah.
Very small hands to play golf with.
Yeah. Yeah. He controls the club better because he has small hands. And
I like to call him Rocket Man.
Okay. So let's go through these championship games. Utah-Oregon tonight. That over-under is right about 45 right now, which I know we've talked about playing the under all week. It looks like the weather there is awful.
Yeah, windy, which is great for unders. I like the first half under more than I like the full game under. It's 21.5 was the last I saw it. That's where I played it at. And I played Utah earlier this week at 6. The number's about where I have it, but I've said all year long I think Utah is the better team than Oregon. I'm not going to back down now. I think Utah knows that they've got to get some margin because Oklahoma's right there. And if any team can get margin, it's Oklahoma. They can run it up if they want to, I would think. So I expect Utah to come out and have a good showing. Probably be a little conservative early on, which is why I like the under, that mixed in with the weather. But I think Utah gets there by the end of the night.
I'm with you on this one. I like Utah up to 7 even. I think it's going to be a pretty good game. It's not going to surprise me if Oregon hangs with them for a long time. But you're right. Utah's defense especially, I think, is going to be the difference in this game. Wouldn't be shocked if they force a couple turnovers, maybe get some defensive points. And I think that'll be the difference in whether or not they cover the spread.
I mean, it's just hard for me. Oregon just lost to an Arizona State team with their backup quarterback. I mean, what are you going to do now against the
– that fired its entire offensive staff.
Yeah, it's a very odd situation. And I like Justin Herbert, but so far this – like as far as who's played the best as a college quarterback, Utah's got the best quarterback in the Pac-12.
Justin Herbert looks the part. He kind of Mitchell Trubisky's it a little bit.
I think he'll be a good pro.
I think so, too.
He'll probably be a better pro than Tyler Huntley, who's like – you know, he's not built for the pros. But Tyler Huntley is – here's the list of guys with a better pass completion percentage than Tyler Huntley this season. Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
End of list. That's it. Everybody talks about them like they don't have any offense. They're one of the top five most efficient offenses in the country. They're good, man. I know they're Utah, but that team is legit, and I think they get to Oregon tonight.
All right. Tomorrow the early game. Baylor and Oklahoma. OU -9, rematch of the game that Baylor had won and fell apart in the second half. Although, you look at the how they were outgained in that game, it really wasn't a surprise that Oklahoma came back and beat them.
So what Oklahoma figured out in the second half of that game is you can beat Baylor with short, quick passing game. And they had short of Oklahoma's maybe behind LSU, maybe the most efficient offense in the country. They move the ball quick. They get rid of it quick. Baylor could not solve that problem. So now let's pretend for a second that Matt Rhule made an adjustment to that, which I think he probably will. Now CeeDee Lamb is out there. Yeah. So if you make a big adjustment, now you're getting beat deep. And I just feel like it's a bad matchup for Baylor. I don't think they should have been as close as they were in the first game. I expect Lincoln Riley to make some defensive adjustments. Oklahoma is near the top of the country when it comes to havoc rate and sack rate on defense. Baylor, bad in both of those on offense. Bad protecting their quarterback, bad at preventing havoc. I think the number is odd because this was 10.5 in Baylor a couple weeks ago. Now it's 9.5 neutral. It feels kind of weird, but yeah. I don't totally trust it. But if I had to take a side, it's Baylor. Or it's Oklahoma. Sorry.
As Granato would say, it's a queer line.
It's a queer line.
Yeah. I kind of think Oklahoma's going to run away and hide with this one.
I mean, they certainly can.
Yeah. I think they figured some things out last week against Okie State. And
I think there was a lot of the sourness on Oklahoma comes from this span of close games that they played. The Kansas State loss is really kind of indefensible, but the TCU, there's a pick six that happens when a receiver falls down that makes the game closer than it probably should have been. Like, they've had some things, some weird, I don't want to call it turnover luck, but they've had some.
And the Baylor game, too.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't have been that
they've
close.
Had some turnovers go against them that if you, and I don't fully subscribe to all turnovers are luck, But if you think that they are somewhat correlated to luck, then Oklahoma is due for some good.
Also at 11 a.m. tomorrow, two other games, which maybe you won't be paying attention to because you're watching Baylor-Oklahoma. I'll be paying attention to both for different reasons. App State, Louisiana. And App State has a lot to play for here. They still could conceivably get the group of five spot. I don't think they will. But 6.5-point favorites. And Louisiana's a good team, but I like App State here a lot.
Yeah, I don't really have a play on the side. UL is probably, as far as group of five teams go, they may be the best offense in group of five, period. Memphis may be in that conversation too, but their defense not great. And these teams know each other well. I'd like to say I'm taking Louisiana Lafayette. My numbers say take Louisiana Lafayette. I also took Louisiana Lafayette early this season as a 1.5-point favorite against App State, and I got punished for it. So I'm not in a hurry to jump on them, but my numbers say App State or Louisiana Lafayette's to play. I like the under, though, more than anything. This is the fourth time these guys have played. Familiarity means it means there's going to be less big plays, less explosiveness, and these are both run-first teams. Clock should be moving the whole time.
All right, the other one is Miami Central Michigan, and I think we've been talking about this one a lot, that I like Central Michigan minus 6.5.
Yeah, Miami of Ohio hasn't had an offense in like 2 months. Central Michigan's a crazy story because they won one game all of last year. They won zero conference games in the MAC last year, and here they are. And I mean, normally I'd be like, I don't believe in a team like that, but when it comes to who do you believe in more, them or Miami of Ohio? Miami of Ohio, who's averaging, I mean, they just can't move the ball. And now their quarterback's hurt. I can't play Miami of Ohio. It's Central Michigan or pass.
Yeah, and I feel like the game being at Ford Field is a home game for Central Michigan.
Agreed.
And I think that will make a difference. UAB Florida Atlantic, I don't really have a strong opinion on this one. I don't trust UAB. They're not the team they were last year. And they've had a lot of close calls. I just wonder if Lane Kiffin doesn't have one foot out the door, and if he does, I've seen how that act plays out with coaches in championship games.
I think that's a concern. That's why I'm not willing to hammer this game. I want to hammer Florida Atlantic. UAB, when we're talking about bad offenses, UAB is up there with really bad offenses. They are really good defensively, though. They could give Florida Atlantic some problems, especially up front. They can give them some problems. I like Florida Atlantic's offense. The question is Lane Kiffin, has he already accepted a job at Arkansas or something? I don't know. I assume that he'd want to coach out, and he won't coach the bowl game, but I assume he'd like to have this on his resume that he got through and got a conference title. You do know if he gets up, there's nobody who is – Lane Kiffin's never going to take off the gas if he gets you down.
No. Cincinnati-Memphis, a rematch from last week. And, man, I've gone back and forth on this because in last week's game, Memphis had a kick return. They had a trick play that worked. They won by 10 points. They really should have won by more. But after talking to Brad yesterday, I went back and watched again. And, yet both teams were really conservative in that game. They didn't want to give up too much, knowing they were going to play again in a week. It was more important for Memphis to win that game than it was Cincinnati. But I think the number should be 10. So at 9.5, it's kind of like, probably take Memphis. But if it were outside of 10, I'd probably take Cincinnati.
I don't know if it's going to be a play for me yet. It's not going to be a play on Cincinnati, I can tell you that. They bring back – so last week, one of the things that was different for Cincinnati was they had a different quarterback in. And they say Desmond Ridder is going to be back. I don't know if that's good. Look at what Desmond Ridder's done this season. He sucks.
He's not special.
But they've come. Well, I mean, for the last month or two, he's been less than special. I'm Memphis or nothing here. I like the under. That under was a tough beat last time out. If you had 57.5, it finished at 58, and that included, like you said, a kick return touchdown and some fluky plays.
I feel like Vegas is being kind of lazy on this because they basically post the same over-under as the total last week and the same line. It's just kind of like, really?
Yeah, I think it's Memphis and under. I'm more confident in the under than I am Memphis.
All right,
LSU and Georgia at 3 o'clock.
Central. You want to do this on the other side?
Yeah, because I want to spend some more time on that one and the other two. So, yeah, that's...
Tell people how you're going to sleep tonight.
I'm going to sleep great because I've got a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And guess what? They're continuing Black Friday. The sale's going to continue. And if you missed out, you can still get 30% off select mattresses on factory direct prices. You'll get custom fitted, handcrafted comfort and support. And you're already saving 50% when you walk in off of what you would pay if you went to a retail store. Now you're getting 30% off of select mattresses as well, as long as the sale continues. And guess what? New Woodlands location. So for everybody up north, they got you covered. It's off I-45, exit Robinson Road in front of the iFly. Of course, they have the store in Katy on 3rd Street or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. And you want to get a gift for somebody and save a bunch of money, Texas Mattress Makers is a place to go. And they're great people. They make great products. Give them a try. Visit them today. Any one of their three stores, Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
This is The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Miller Lite and Coors Lite. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at 5 Under. And how's Barry doing over there?
He's doing all right, I think. It's not too bad.
Not as bad as us?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're on the air right now, so we'll talk to you about this later, Haley. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
He has a nice pose when he finishes where he looks like he knows what he's doing, but, yeah.
He was making fun of me. I think I did all right. I held my own over there. Deanna's hating, and she didn't do any better. And I hadn't used my golf clubs in a couple years, so I'm out of practice. Not to mention, I got a torn rotator cuff and a torn bicep tendon. You know, give me a break, guys. But I held my own.
Yeah, you weren't awful. I was awful.
You were awful.
Yeah, I was.
Which is weird because I would assume. I mean, you're probably way better in real life golf than I am.
But you know what?
But this is essentially a video game, so it probably is a generational thing. I've got an edge on you.
Maybe so. Plus, yeah. I'm just old. And,
yeah.
You know, that's as many times as I had to swing the club, that turns into exercise.
Yeah.
It really does. You know, if I were decent, that wouldn't have been the case. I don't think it helped that you had us playing Torrey Pines from the back tee.
I didn't pick.
Yes, you did.
I just said, give me one that doesn't have a lot of trees and has no water. I didn't want water.
Yeah, well, you, at least there was no water.
You were hitting it into the tumbleweeds, into the rocks. Like, I can't help you on that. There's no course on earth that would have survived that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why those rocks were there.
I asked for a Lynx course, like with no trees, nothing. I just want straight grass as far as I can see. That's what I was wanting.
Well, that wasn't the right choice then.
Nope.
But. Brandon said, had my first child, a little girl, on Thanksgiving Day. Any advice for a new father with a daughter?
Buy that Texas Tomorrow stuff.
Yeah, well, it doesn't exist anymore, people said, because it ran out of funding.
It was too good of a deal.
Yeah, clearly. But
if it's a good deal, the government's not going to offer it.
No, I've said many times I wasn't really crazy about having a daughter because I didn't grow up with girls. I didn't know what it was going to be like, and then – once you have a daughter, it's like the greatest thing ever. So
I love my nieces. I have a great time with my nieces. I don't want a daughter of my own because that's just too much responsibility, too much work. It's too difficult to protect a daughter. I feel like there's too many men are horrible people. We're basically a step above wild beasts, and some of us aren't even that. So. We only care about one thing. We grow up only caring about one thing, and then we've got to protect our daughter from everyone caring about that one thing? It's impossible. It's unimaginable to me.
I don't think you should project our attitude on life to everyone else out there. I don't think everybody's that bad.
Every dude. Yeah, they are. Yes, they are.
All right, fine. 97%.
You think there's dudes who grew up who are like, nope, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, they come by all the time and try to convert me to their religion at the front door of my house. Because you can tell those guys do not think about that at all. When you wear a white shirt with short sleeves and a tie, you are not ever thinking about having relations.
I guess not.
So, there's some. Not many.
But don't those dudes normally get married at, like, 17 or something?
I don't know. I don't know who would marry him.
I don't know. But, somebody for him.
All right, let's get back to football. Georgia LSU, 7 points is the number. That I really wanted to pounce on Georgia all week, but I'm a little worried about that Georgia's offense not quite going to be up to snuff here, and they're going to have to score. And it all comes down to, can LSU do the kind of damage against Georgia's defense that they have against, say, Florida? If they can do that, I think they win the football game. I don't know if they'll cover the 7.
Georgia's better defensively than anything LSU's seen.
And LSU's offense, though, is far better than anything Georgia's defense has
certainly seen. This is a good-on-good matchup. So what it boils down to is, what I've tried to do is, do you like the under or the over? If the game's, you know, if it's an under game, Georgia can cover 7. They can probably, they could possibly win the game if it's an under game. If teams start getting up into the 30s, Georgia's in trouble. That's not the kind of game for Georgia. And I was with you. I wanted Georgia before the game got put out. This just isn't a complete Georgia team right now, though, offensively. They're missing their two best wide receivers. Well, they're missing their best wide receiver. Their second best wide receiver suspended for the first half. Their running back's banged up. Although running back, they've got guys. Georgia always has guys at running back. I'm not worried as much about that. I just don't think – the way to beat LSU, and the reason I've been saying LSU's defense is so meh is because they're so susceptible to big play offense. Georgia isn't a big play offense, so it's hard for me to be like, you know what, I can just back Georgia here because I don't know. I don't feel good about the matchup right now. I do think it's going to be interesting to see how LSU does against that defense. I just don't trust Georgia's offense enough to really make anything happen. It's probably a stay away for me altogether.
It's going to be a game I'm going to sit back and enjoy, though.
Certainly. I'd love to have some money on it because that's the game I want to watch.
Yeah, it's the game I'm most interested in. I think most people are most interested in.
Yeah, because, well, it's a game of the week. It's one versus four.
And frankly, you know, nothing that happens with Utah or Oklahoma matters if Georgia wins that game.
True.
So none of those other games are going to wind up. I mean, they're already going to be done and sitting there and hoping like LSU wins. Hawaii, Boise State, I give Hawaii no chance here.
Yeah, they've been traveling a lot. Their offense is good. Their defense is awful. It seems like a lot of points, but I'm with you. I can't bet on Hawaii. I'd feel bad having a ticket on Hawaii. I don't think I'll play this game at all, but it's Boise or pass.
For me, it's over 64.5 or pass.
Okay.
So, and right now I'm leaning pass. Virginia Clemson, I don't see any way Clemson doesn't win this football game. I don't know about covering 28.5.
That's the problem, is how much margin do they need? Here's what I'll say about this show that Dabo's put on all week. It makes it seem like he's looking for attention, and the best way to get attention would be to go out and curb stomp Virginia, right? I don't think Virginia has any answers. Virginia's got a pretty decent quarterback.
Yeah.
A nice little dual threat guy. He's not going to be able to do anything against this defense. This defense is on a different level. For the ACC.
Right.
There's no offenses that are going to touch this defense. That's why they've run through this thing the way they have. So the question is, I say if it's a great offensive day for Virginia, they'll score 14 points if it's a great day. So the question is, do you think Clemson breaks 42? And if you do, then it's Clemson. If you don't, it's Virginia. I won't have a play on this game, certainly. If I did, it would probably be Clemson because I think they could call it.
And then finally,
I think Dabo's in FU mode.
But you know what? It doesn't matter what Clemson does. They're either two or three.
Agreed.
And if LSU loses, they'll wind up being two. And if LSU wins, they're going to be three. So I don't know what he's whining about. I don't know what expectations he's trying to get out of that. But
maybe he's just trying to motivate his team.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe he's trying to make, like, because it'd be easy to look past Virginia to the playoff, right?
Sure.
Because everyone's talking about how great you are, how Virginia's got no shot. Maybe that's the move.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, though. It's like, if we lose this game, we'll get kicked out. They want us out. Nobody wants you out. Just stop it.
I do think they would be out if they lost.
I don't think so. Again, I think the way this committee has operated, it's pretty obvious what they would do. They'd still put Clemson in there.
Let's not waste any more time on
right,
it.
Right. But
it's not going to happen.
But honestly, they have their agenda, and they've made it really clear. So I honestly think the only team that's out with a loss is Georgia.
Okay.
Everybody else is in. And Ohio State, Wisconsin, I actually think Ohio State's going to curb stomp Wisconsin this week. I know because they do need to make it look good, because if LSU wins, LSU's going to have the better overall resume. There's no question. You'll hang a 59-0 on Wisconsin again, which it wouldn't shock me if they did.
Wasn't there weather in the first Ohio State-Wisconsin game?
Yeah, there was, and they still stomped them.
So now we're playing indoors on turf. Which team do you think that benefits? The fast team?
The fast team, yeah.
Who's the fast team?
I think that's Ohio State.
I do, too. Yeah. I think the only concern is Justin Fields' health. And obviously they want to protect him. I mean, he's the most important guy they've got. Well, on offense, certainly the most important guy they've got. So I don't know how much margin matters to them. I mean, I guess they want to play for that one seed. Maybe margin does matter.
Yeah, I think it does. And
but nothing matters more than keeping Justin Fields healthy, and he's banged up.
But you've also got almost a month here to recover, too.
That's true.
So, and that's the thing that gets forgotten in all this, is there's about to be a nice break for these teams to get people healthy. And that's why it's always a little weird, because it is the only playoff where it's like 3 weeks after the regular season ends.
You know, Brad said yesterday how he's talking about Wisconsin's been throwing the ball a little bit more. So I went back and looked at their last couple games, and they have. And I've told you, like, Rutgers threw the ball a little bit on Ohio State. Michigan threw the ball all Ohio State early in that game. That's concerning to me, that their secondary's not as great as I thought it was. I still don't think Wisconsin's the kind of team that can take advantage of that. I still think they're a team that's not going to want to – they're not going to – on standard downs, I still think they'll run, you know, on – so it's hard for me to back a team that just doesn't seem explosive enough to really expose the flaws in Ohio State.
All right, there you have it. That's all your college football matchups over the next 2 days. Very excited about all of that, and looking forward to seeing what the final lineup will be for the playoffs. All right. Got to tell you about Lions Poker Palace. Today's Ferocious Friday. And guess what? $15,000 guaranteed no-limit hold'em tournament at 6:30 tonight. Late registration until 9:40 p.m.
Sit there and watch the games, man.
Yeah, go and watch that Oregon-Utah game and play for $15,000. They got a $15,000 guaranteed first place PLO for $240. Starts at 7 o'clock. Late registration until 10:10. So if you like PLO, they got you covered. First 80 cash players before 11:55. Play free all day, and if you don't get there before then, it's only $10 an hour.
And you'll be able to keep up with the games. Like I said, TV's everywhere. Food is fantastic. Just a really great room. Follow them on Facebook to figure out when all the tournaments are, what they're playing, when they're playing, how they're playing, how much. But go in and see this place for yourself. It really is a world-class room. Fred and I are in Vegas all the time. We see all these rooms. Lions is as good as any, man. I'm telling you, this is a great place. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. It's Lions Poker Palace.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.